Hear the word of the Lord from the Gospel of Matthew. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated. The title of the sermon is Deep in Debt, and we're really not going to be talking about money much. It's not a sermon about money, but we use the money to come to the point of the sermon. And really, the passage we just read was superseded by Peter asking a question. I'm sure you've heard about and read about Peter a lot of times. I always feel that Peter is one of those people who live by the rule, open mouth, insert foot. He does that a lot of times. In this case, he asks a very pertinent question that brings a strong answer from Jesus. And the question is, "Lord, how many times should I forgive? 7 times? Now, Peter is being very kind there because the rabbis, the teachers of the law, all through history said that we should forgive another person 3 times. So Peter doubled it, plus added one for good measure, and said, maybe it happened. Maybe Peter is saying, someone has bothered me. How many times should I forgive him before I write him off? And Jesus' answer is not 7 times, but 70 times 7. That's 490, by the way. 490 times you're supposed to forgive somebody before you give up. I think what Jesus was saying, that we should forgive always. Forgiving's a hard thing to do, isn't it? I can easily forgive somebody if they tramp on my foot. No big deal. They say, "I'm sorry." That's okay. I forgive you. But what if it's somebody who has done you physical harm? Maybe somebody who broke into your house and not only stole from you, but just destroyed for the pleasure of destroying. How about somebody in a road rage who shot at you as you were driving down the road? How about some of these people who have committed mass murders? That becomes very hard to forgive those kind of people. So some forgiveness is easy, some forgiveness is very hard. But Jesus is teaching here that the kingdom of heaven is like two servants. The king is calling in his accounts. Maybe he wanted to build a new road or put a McDonald's on the corner or something, and he needed the money. And he called the servant in, and the servant owed him 10,000 talents. Now, 10,000 to start with is a big number for me. But there's a difference in how, I guess you could say, scholars figure out the American value of 10,000 talents. In the Old Testament, a talent was anything that weighed 75 pounds. 75 pounds of gold was a talent. 75 pounds of wheat was a talent. 75 pounds of water was a talent. If you calculate it that way, the servant owed him in gold $21 trillion. $21 trillion. If you calculate it the other way, that it was just a piece of money, it's only $300 million. I mean, who can pay that except Warren Buffett, right? $21 trillion is owed by the servant. And the master is going to sell him and his wife and his family into slavery, sell all of his goods to recoup his money. No kingdom of that time could have any comprehension of $21 trillion. They wouldn't even have the comprehension of $1 million. The debt is unpayable. It's unpayable today as well as then. He gets down on his knees and he pleads to the master, please give me time and I'll pay you back. And the master takes pity on him and he doesn't tell him, okay, I'll give you 3 years to pay it back. It really would take about 400 lifetimes to do that. He said, I cancel the debt completely. $21 trillion is canceled. That same servant then goes out to a fellow servant who owes him somewhere little less than $4,000. Do you get the difference here? $21 trillion, $4,000. The man pleads and says, give me time, I'll pay back what I owe you. And the servant did not do that and said he cast him into prison until he paid it. The theme is forgiveness. You and I are sinners. Do you have to tell a little baby to be selfish? It comes naturally, doesn't it? We're all sinners. And the forgiveness of our sins cost the life of Jesus Christ. $21 trillion. And yet when someone does us wrong, we're dealing with $4,000. The whole point is we have been forgiven so much. As the children of God, we should be on the forgiving side of forgiving others. Not really talking about money. Forgiving of the things that people do for us. Forgiveness in families. Forgiveness with neighbors. Forgiveness within the church. My wife and I have a relative who was hurt in a way by a couple of family members. And that's been several years ago. And he still carries that hurt. When we get together as a family, he does not act himself because he's still angry. who is the one who is really hurt in that situation? The ones who initially caused the problem or the one who carries that hurt? When we carry grudges, expecting someone to apologize, and most of the time they don't even know they did anything wrong, it causes a separation. Or when we hold a grudge and figure, I'm going to wait, and when the time is right, I'm going to pay him back double. Neither attitude is Christian. As they mocked Jesus on the cross, they said that if you have the power, take yourself down from the cross. And he could have, but he didn't. He died for your sins and my sins, and we are guilty of his blood. And yet God, who's the king in the story, forgives. He doesn't say, as Christians, you need to pay me back. You know, you need to work in the church a little harder. You need to read your Bible through every year. You need to do all of these things, and that will pay me back for my son dying on the cross. He cancels the debt. The debt of our sins is wiped out and gone forever. $21 trillion that we can't pay back. We can't do anything to earn it. Someone once told me that if you and I were to get everything we deserve, we would all go to hell. If you and I would get God's mercy, we would probably only go to hell part-time. If we get nothing that we deserve, then we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's called grace. We are saved in grace. We are forgiven in grace. Should we not also forgive those around us? In our families, in our church, in our neighborhoods. The person that pushes in front in the grocery store. Do we get angry at that? Well, maybe, but we need to let it go and forgive. Forgiveness is tough. It's hard. And I'm not speaking to you as one who's got it all figured out. Because there are many times I get angry at someone and I hold on to it, and I find it just robs me of sleep. It agitates me, it makes me cranky, and even when I'm doing good, my wife will tell you I'm cranky at times. So it doesn't do you any good. Forgive as you have been forgiven. That's what the children of God are called to do. I liked the very end of the passage. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. When we say the Lord's Prayer, what is it? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Well, you know what that really means? It means we're not going to be forgiven if we don't forgive those who are in debt to us. Not talking money. Forgive us our debts, Lord, as we forgive our debtors. And we see what happens to the servant who didn't forgive the one who owed him really a pittance, $4,000 compared to $21 trillion. My goodness. We have been forgiven $21 trillion worth of forgiveness. Can't we at least shell out $4,000 of forgiveness to those around us? We do so many things that don't please the Lord. We don't do so many things that would please the Lord. And yet when we come to Him, He forgives us completely. My encouragement for us all is to work on our forgiveness problem, to clear our lives of the clutter of vengeance, of paying someone back, of holding that hurt in our heart so that years from now it still hurts. Isn't it better just to let it go? Let God deal with those who have unjustly dealt with us. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's not ours. Forgiveness is what we need to be about. Would you just pray with me a second? Father, I don't know how people go through this world carrying the weight of their sins and their problems and their failures, when they could so easily come to You and find relief. Find that every mistake has been washed clean. You have told us that You remove our sins as far as the east is from the west. We are washed clean. We can understand Your love to some small portion. But now, Lord, what we need to understand is our part of the forgiveness. As we have been greatly forgiven, let us greatly forgive those around us for harsh words, harsh actions, for even violence that's committed against us. Lord, I understand that doesn't mean that person who committed the violence or whatever doesn't have to pay for what they have done. But it's not our job to make them pay. It's our job to forgive them and help them in that loving forgiveness to find You. And yes, they may spend time in jail. Or yes, they may be without certain friends for a while because of what they have done. But forgiveness is what You call us to. Help us not to be like that first servant. Help us to be servants who listen to our King, who has forgiven us much so that we can forgive much. Lord, we can't do it. Not on our own. We need Your help. And I pray this day that You give it to us. In the loving name of Jesus Christ, amen.